You know, we did not have any issues our first 3 months here because we felt immediately how tight-knit the community was. You know, we chose to live in Uptown. You know, we felt like that was, you know, when we thought of New Orleans, that's what we thought of. You know, we thought of St. Charles and the streetcars and Audubon Park and Tulane University and just kind of that whole stretch and just the history and the charm. And, you know, it was very quickly that we realized that this place was very unique and the people here were very unique. And there was a love and there was a spirit that you just don't find many places. And we were embraced by our neighborhood, by our community. Very few places kind of say, you know, you live and you literally know every one of your neighbors. And I can honestly say we do where we live. We know all our neighbors and everybody looks out for one another and everybody takes care of one another. And I remember coming home from games and I'd have, you know, chocolate chip cookies on my front porch. I even had a bowl of gumbo on my front porch on one occasion. I mean, people would leave gifts. People would leave little gift baskets. People would leave a bottle of wine. People would leave all kinds of stuff, you know. It was kind of like a thank you for choosing New Orleans. But it was also a way to welcome us. To catch 22, when talking about that Atlanta week, because we were trying not to put pressure on ourselves, and yet we certainly knew the importance of that game. Sean Payton said it all week long to us. He would say, "It's only special if you win, you know, and these fans deserve a winner. They deserve this victory because it's going to represent so much more than just one game." And I think one of the best things Sean did was he took the entire team to have our Friday practice, which took place on a Saturday, in the Superdome prior to the Monday night game. And this, for many of us, was our first time in the Dome ever, and certainly post-Katrina for the guys that had been there. And, you know, it was a bit eerie. But we got through the practice, and you're sitting there just imagining all that had taken place there over the past 6 months or a year. And then at the end of the practice, he calls us all up, and the lights go out. And then up on the Jumbotron, he plays a video for us, just kind of documenting the storm, the devastation, what had happened in the Dome, and then what this game represented for so many people. And there wasn't a dry eye, you know, amongst the team as we watched that video. But we all knew right then and there that we were going to win this game because we had to. We had no other choice. But it wasn't a pressure feeling. It was a sense of calm. It was like, we belong here. We've worked our way to this point. That training camp that we went through, that preseason, how we've built our team here over the first 2 weeks. We're 2-0. We're playing the 2-0 Atlanta Falcons. Nobody thought we'd be here, but we belong here. I think it was the first step towards the Super Bowl triumph. I think that what I give so much credit to from our Super Bowl victory to those previous 3 years, and certainly 06, because 06 was the building of the foundation. The guys that we had on that team that may not have necessarily been on the 09 team, and yet the influence that they had on guys like me and guys that were a part of that 09 championship team is immeasurable. It's immeasurable. You know, they created the foundation. They set the tone. They set the bar. And so there's so many people that were a part of that. And that's what I sat and thought about as I was standing on the podium holding up the Vince Lombardi trophy. It is not just the team that was here that had a chance to play on this field and win this, but all those that were a part of it. Players from the past, fans, our city, so many people.